Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Senator Patrick Teston. He is a lawmaker from Wisconsin, from Stevens Point. And I want to read you the beginning of a story from a radio station in Minnesota that follows Wisconsin news. It says here, the national anthem would have to be played before all sporting events at Lambeau Field and all other Wisconsin venues that have received taxpayer money under a bill introduced Thursday in the state legislature by a Republican lawmaker. The proposal from our guest comes after the Dallas Mavericks did not play the Star Spangled Banner before some of their home games earlier this season. Veterans groups are behind this. The Wisconsin American Legion, the VFW, of course, are behind it as well. Senator Teston, welcome to WGN. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, John.
So is that it? You saw the Dallas Mavericks news and you got mad? I mean, just tell me what the sort of impetus for this was.
I wouldn't say mad. I think it's a sad state of affairs in today's world where things like our flag, our national anthem, have become so politicized. And it's a far cry from where we were 20 years ago when, after the 9/11 attacks, despite all of our differences, we were able to come together as a country and realize that while we may have differences of opinion, that we have one common denominator, and that's we are all Americans.
So talk to me about the legislation then. So you saw this Dallas Mavericks news, and what did you write? What does this say?
Yeah, so I think you covered pretty well in the leadoff here that the legislation is pretty straightforward and pretty simple, that for any venue that sports games are played in that have been funded by taxpayers, that they would be required to play the national anthem. Now, this wouldn't require individuals to participate. This wouldn't require teams to be on the field or the court, but for those individuals that want to honor our flag and those men and women who have served and sacrificed so much, that they would have the ability to do so in an arena that they have helped fund.
I got that. So Lambeau Field is privately held, right, by the citizens of Green Bay or the people that own a small share of the, I guess that's the team, but the field is a public place, right?
Correct.
And then that would include University of Wisconsin campuses. I guess that would include all of your public high schools as well, right?
It would, and this isn't too far off from legislation that is currently on the books in the state of Wisconsin as it relates to our public schools. So state law in the state of Wisconsin requires all public buildings, our K-12 education system, to either have a flag displayed within the classroom or on the school grounds, and that each school day has to be started with either the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem.
I think there's a law like that in Illinois, which I was completely unaware of until this came up with some friends recently. They said that their kids have to say the Pledge of Allegiance every single day at school. I'm not against it. I just didn't realize that. So perhaps this really isn't a game changer. Is it like that in Wisconsin? Do they have to do the pledge or hear the national anthem every day at school?
Yep, it is required, but there is also a provision or a carve-out that would allow for those students or the parents of students who may have a objection that their son or daughter doesn't have to participate. So similar to what we're trying to do here, it doesn't mandate that anyone has to participate in the national anthem. It just gives those individuals the opportunity to pay their respects.
What kind of events? Like, would it be plays and musicals? Would it be the, I don't know, badminton tournament where the whole town isn't there? What are the rules about that?
Yeah, so as it's drafted right now, John, the language is fairly broad that any venue that's taxpayer-funded where a sporting event is held would have to play the anthem. Now, I know that's brought up a lot of questions on things just like you had mentioned or municipal golf courses, things of that nature. The primary goal and focus is to focus on the large sporting events. And so this is legislation that has recently been introduced, and so it's going to go through the process. And so we are going to have the ability to vet this in committee, and if we have to make changes, that's within the legislative purview.
I mean, how do you do that? Like, because I think immediately we think of basketball and football games. That's about it, right? I mean, it's not that practical to drag a speaker. I guess it's a lot easier these days, but we don't normally do that before high school baseball games. I don't know that we do it before college baseball games, do we? I mean, just think about that. This may seem like a good idea, but actually making it happen might be more complicated than you thought of at first.
Yeah, I mean, there are certainly those conversations that are going to be had, but just like our statutes here in the state of Wisconsin that require the anthem and the pledge be said at the start of each school day, there's no enforcement mechanism along with those statutes. So it's basically essentially a guideline or guidance that would provide the ability to have the anthem played in events where they wish to do so.
And if somebody wants to take a knee or raise a fist, is there any consequence for them when they do that?
Absolutely not. As someone who's a strong supporter of an individual's right to free speech and to demonstrate peacefully, for those individuals, while I may not agree with it, they have every right to do so.
I wonder if they'll say, yeah, there's no penalty for me, but you sure are putting the spotlight on me when I do that, you know?
That's certainly not the intent of this school. The intent of this legislation is to try and stoke the flames of a public discord. What we're trying to do is get back to a place of unity. I'm reminded of a quote that President Clinton had said in his original inaugural address, that there is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America. And I firmly believe that still holds true today, even in these polarizing times.
What's the reaction been from your constituents, either there in Stevens Point or anywhere else in the state?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of chatter. I mean, this story has gained a lot of attention, a lot faster than I ever envisioned it would. But I would say it's mixed. I would say there's a lot of people who are in support. There are those who have very strong feelings on the other side. But as you had mentioned, this legislation is supported by a number of veterans groups here in the state, like the VFW and the American Legion. And so yeah. I'm looking forward to having a healthy conversation and debate on the merits of this legislation as it goes through the process.
One last thing, Pat, and then I'll let you go. But it would seem to me like if you had not done this, the world would not have changed much. They're going to play the national anthem before Packers games, and they are going to do it before high school football and basketball games and anywhere else they want to. Nobody's stopping people from doing that. But the fact that you've tried to make it law will now maybe introduce a conversation that you didn't intend. And maybe it will. You're going to get some natural resistance because people don't like to be told what to do. And for some reason, the national anthem is one of those things these days. Would it have been better to not even... There was no movement afoot to stop playing the national anthem at Lambeau Field, right?
Not that I'm aware of, but we are just trying to be proactive. As we've seen with the Dallas Mavericks, and we've seen with other minor league sports teams and conversations that have been had around the country, we just want to ensure that here in the state, for those who want to honor and pay respects to our flag, that they have the opportunity to do so in an arena that they have helped fund. And for those individuals, like I mentioned, they have every right under their First Amendment rights not to participate.
Patrick Teston is a senator in Wisconsin from Stevens Point. Nice to talk to you, Senator. Thanks for joining us today on WGN in Chicago.
Thanks, Sean.